Now, you said you weren't very happy about coming here.
No.
Do you remember what the trip was like or what it was like when you first arrived in Los Angeles?
Oh, we came to the Southern Pacific train, and we got off the station right there on 5th and Central. And I seen all these bright lights. Whew, I thought it was, the lights fascinated me. And then my dad was there and my aunts were there waiting. And they say, well, there's only one car that's an automobile. And there's only one automobile. They used to call them automobiles, not cars. And then the streetcar. Some have to go by streetcar. So I thought a streetcar was an automobile. And I seen that little street, it was a little dinky car that used to run on. I thought it was the cutest thing, and I wanted to ride in there. So I told my dad, no, I'm not going in the car. No, what did I tell? I didn't want to go in the car. I wanted to go in that little thing up there, you know. So I said, okay, you're going in the dinky car. So I did, me and my aunt, we took it was just like going in a merry-go-round, I guess, for me. And then we arrived at my grandmother's house, and everybody seemed to be happy, but I was lonely.
Now, your grandmother, this was your
on my father's side, yeah, on my father's side, because I was never too close to them. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while we visited, but now his sister that was left behind in New Mexico, I was closer to her than I was to the rest of the family, you see. So I was, after I arrived at their home, I wanted to cry. And I think I cried all night. And I was very unhappy because I wanted to go back so bad. And now I think I started turning into a little radical, answering my mother and I don't know. I was just, I wasn't happy.
How about your brothers and sisters? Were they, how did they feel about coming?
Oh, they adjusted pretty good. I mean, I was the oldest, they were smallest, so they adjusted pretty good.
Now, and where was it that your grandmother lived?
In Fiero.
No, here, the one that you said.
On Porter Street, right by 9th and McHale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how long did you stay with her?
We stayed with her about a year. Because then she took sick and my mother had to take care of her. She was old and she took sick and my mother took care of her. So we didn't move till she passed away.
Oh, so you lived with her then?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a big house, and there were two. There was a hall that divided one half of the house and the other half of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd live on one half, and my grandmother lived on the other half.
I see.
You see?
And
excuse me. Is my husband?
Now, when you first started school here, did you immediately start at the Catholic school?
With
your grandmother?
Yeah, after we moved, yes. We moved because my dad wanted me to start school in Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had ideas that boys and girls would be, you know, because I used to think parents years ago. So then we moved right on 7th Street. Are you familiar with that? Now it's Skid Row. Now I'm in the same where I was raised. And we moved to a beautiful spot there. Not a very, very nice place. East L.A., there was nothing in East L.A. Yeah. So then we moved there. It was an apartment because there was a house shortage. There weren't very many homes at that time. So my dad rented an apartment. It was a three-room apartment and a kitchen. And then I started schooling there. We used to walk from over there clear down to Cathedral, Second and Main. We used to walk. And there was only four rooms. From the first to the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
And a Catholic school don't have kindergarten. You have to start the first grade. So I went to school there till the eighth grade.
And how about your other brothers and sisters? Did they go to the same school?
Well, yes, my brother went to school with me.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest didn't like Catholic school. So then my dad said, well, if you don't like it, I'm not going to enforce it on you.
Were you very involved in the church? I forgot to ask you about in theater. You talked about the miners all raising the money to build the church.
Uh-huh.
But how did the family spend much time in church?
Well, yes, like on Sundays and on special days. But then at that time, you know, there was a lady that in her home, she had like a little altar. It was Catholic religion. Mm-hmm. And we used to go there, like say May, the month of May, that you offer flowers mm-hmm. to the Virgin. I don't know if you're familiar with the Catholic religion. So we used to go and pick wildflowers, and then she used to, well, she's supposed to be the priest to say the rosary, and then at the end of it, the rosary, there's five mysteries. At the end of one mystery, we used to get up and offer the flowers in the altar. And she used to always tell us stories about our religion, mm-hmm. so that's how I learned about the religion. Then my parents would go to church on Sundays, and then they must have had meetings, but they were involved, but not like they are now. Yeah. Now it's too, I don't know, it's just too much.
Now, would the priest just come on Sunday, or was there a priest who lived in Seattle?
No, he would come from Santa Rita. That uh-huh. wasn't very far. Santa Rita is the town where my mother was married, because the time my mother married, there was no church. There wasn't mm-hmm. any church right there in Seattle. So she was married in Santa Rita. That's mm-hmm. where the church was.
And then when you came here and went to Catholic school, mm-hmm. did you become more involved with the church then?
Well, after I went to Catholic school, yes, I did.
Did you go through communion and?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Do you remember what that was like?
Well, it was beautiful because my religion, to me, it's something so beautiful and so sacred. And that's when I start seeing a lot of things in my young eyes. I start seeing so many things that the sister would preach one thing, and then they turn and I'd see different things. I was so confused because there was so much prejudice. Because we weren't, I mean, there was only four Spanish kids, just me and my brother and another sister and brother. But these other kids, you know, some were very, very poor. They would come to school, and some of the girls were real good friends of mine, and over nothing, before I knew, they had expelled them from school. Why? Because they would do that. How come they didn't do that to me? And that girl didn't do anything that I didn't do, so why didn't they? And you know, I used to argue with this, now I look back, and the priest to tell them why. I wanted to know why. I guess I was very inquisitive. And I had the help of my dad, too, to be inquisitive. So that's when I started inside on me resenting a lot of things, that why should people, young as I was, imagine, tell you to do one thing and they turn around and do another thing. I couldn't figure it out. You know? And then I was a little radical, I guess, but my faith in my religion grew that mm-hmm. up till today, I don't think I would have survived as long without it. See, but to me, it's very sacred and very beautiful. But to me, it's mostly private, because what I feel inside of me, there's no words to put it together mm-hmm. in paper or explain to anybody. Nobody. I feel it.
See, now, do you think that you, excuse me, were more religious than the others in your family, say, than your mother and father and your brother who went to school with you?
Well, my father was very religious,
mm-hmm.
and my brother was. Mm-hmm. But I don't think none of them has ever developed and get to the high dimension that I have,
mm-hmm.
because I see different way, different than they do.
Now, you mentioned before that the sisters would wash your mouth out with soap if you would speak
mm-mm.
Spanish at all.
The dog language, you used to call it dog language.
So up till the eighth grade, you really did not, you were discouraged from speaking Spanish or learning Spanish then?
Well, I wasn't discouraged, because in me, I knew, see, they didn't poison my mind. I wouldn't let nobody poison my mind. I used to fight for what I believed, not for what anybody used to tell me. I'd go for what my parents, what my dad told me, and my grandfather, people that I knew that knew what they were talking about. I used to love to listen to older people tell me stories, so I always was taught to fight for what I believed.
Now, what sort of activities were you involved in school there at San Diego?
Oh, we had clubs, we had retreats, we had baseball games, and
Now, the girls and the boys were separated.
Well, just by a path, just by a sidewalk. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I mean, we could talk. We had, we weren't supposed to, but we did it anyway.
Games, you would play separately.
Well, at times we had teams and we'd play against the boys, but mm-hmm. that was the only time. And then we had dances too, so we meet in the dances and so on. That's good. They sang in the choir.
Mm-hmm. Is that the church you went to on Sundays too, or did you go to a different church?
Well, yeah, that was the main, because when we started going to school, there weren't very many children.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and then we had to walk so far. So then they decided that we would hold Mass every Sunday in a theater close to where I used to live.
Oh.
So they took an organ and later, so us kids, so then they started the congregation getting people from all over to try to bring him into church.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they won't have no excuse that it was too far. So yes, quite a few people start coming in that theater, and then we had bazaars.
Mm-hmm.
Then we raised money to buy a building, and it was a pool hall right down 17th Series. It was a pool hall, and then we bought it, and they built a little church
mm-hmm.
right there. And later on in years, they built a church on Gladys, on almost 8th and on 8th and Gladys.
You mentioned that there were only 4 Spanish kids in the school uh-huh. altogether. Uh-huh. Were your friends mixed, white and
mm-hmm.
both?
Mm-hmm.
And did you have any problems because you were Spanish?
Mm-mm. I never married a Spanish. I mixed. My husband's been white.
Mm-hmm. And how about in the church? Was the church
mixed,
mainly white?
Uh-huh. They're mostly white, uh-huh. yes. But I never had any problems with them.
Now, what happened when you said it only went to the 8th grade?
Mm-hmm.
School. Mm-hmm. Then what were you gonna do after that?
Well, go to high school.
To Catholic?
Catholic high school. Right.
And where did you go then?
I went to Kennedy on Pico. The Catholic school on Pico Street?
I was trying to think where that Pico near what?
Pico and Moreland.
Mm-hmm.
Moreland. Yeah. I went just to the 11th grade because
mm-hmm.
my dad took sick and I had to get out of school and work. At the time, we didn't have all these social grants
mm-hmm.
and help and everything, so we had to make it, you know, work.
When you were in high school, what were your thoughts about your future before you actually had to quit and go to work? What did you think you
wanted
to
do? I wanted to be a nurse.
A nurse?
A nurse or a social worker.
Where did you get the idea from, do you think?
Well, I guess I was born with the idea.
Was there anyone you knew who did that?
No, but I used to read and hear about nurses and social workers.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, like I say, it wasn't because my dad couldn't afford afterwards. I could have gone. Because at that time, you could go work in the general hospital and work a year and you would become an RN. So it was very easy at that. Social worker was the same way.
It sounds like with 10 children lived,
uh-huh.
they all lived to adulthood?
Mm-mm. Well, there's only 1, 2, 3. One died when she was 18 months old. She had the mumps.
Mm-hmm.
But they all lived to adulthood.
Now, with 10 children and going to Catholic school
mm-hmm.
where you had to pay, how did your father manage all of this?
He worked. Yeah, because afterwards he didn't care very much for the lumber,
mm-hmm.
To work in the lumber yard. So he got another job that paid him more money. He worked all during the Depression because he was only working he was earning $5 a day for a while. But, you know, the economy was mm-hmm. so low, you could buy a loaf of bread for 10 cents.
What sort of work did he do then after
the lumber? He did construction.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the build homes. It was, he used to, have you seen this? Air compressor, these guns, and
mm-hmm.
well, that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he tore most of the old buildings, the old post office, with all the old buildings around downtown
mm-hmm.
LA. All the windows in the buildings, these buildings
mm-hmm.
that are now, they're getting old too. Like the General Hospital, the new one, he opened all the ones that are windows, and
mm-hmm.
every opening, he opened it. And he tore all the buildings,
mm-hmm.
the old buildings in LA, he tore them down.
But that was still quite a large family to support. Uh-huh. Even if it's the Catholic school. Do you remember ever feeling that you didn't have enough or not being able to get new clothes or having any hardships?
No, I remember having, of course, I don't think we wanted too much like now. We always had a decent home. He bought a home afterwards. And we had food. We had clothes. Of course, when I became a teenager and in high school, and I wanted better things. But I always used to do babysitting jobs and wherever I could work to earn money. And he said, well, since you help me, every penny you earn, you go and buy yourself clothes. And the only thing you do is pay your telephone bill because you're the one that uses it. So I did, and then I started working, then I decided to get married.
Now, tell me before that, Baylen, how crowded was the apartment that you lived in? Because there were, what, 12 people there, or your sister?
Oh, no, when we moved to that apartment, we were only four, I guess. When we first came to California.
And then, as the other children were born.
Oh, then he got a house.
Oh,
he had a big house. And then he bought an apartment, a big old apartment, to put all his kids. The ones that were getting married, he built a place for them in that. Yeah.
Now, tell me about high school before you quit. You said you really liked to go to dances. What other sorts of things would you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I used to like to dance. I used to like to go to the park, canoe riding. I had a lot of girlfriends. In fact, I used to get along better with the boys than I did with the girls.
Why is that, you think?
I don't know why, but they all treated me good. We never thought anything about sex and things like that. It was different at that time. We used to play ball together. They used to go to the park, to the beach, Ocean Park, and play these games that they used to have. They used to have a lot of Cupid dolls and So they used to bring them to me. I had my piano full of things. So I always did get along better with boys than I did with girls. Because girls, I don't know. All of us, you couldn't trust them. All of a sudden they were mad at you for, maybe... I was talking to her boyfriend or something, and I could never get along with the girls.
So you didn't have girlfriends then?
I had a few. I always was selective who I was going to choose as my girlfriends. The ones that I really knew would be my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
For instance, when you would go out, would you go on an individual date with a boy, or was it in groups of young people?
A group of young people, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, they had to come to the house. My dad had to know who I was going out with. He just wouldn't let me go. And then he let my brother. My brother had to go with me when I started going alone. I wouldn't go out without my brother.
And then your brother would have a date, too? No,
he was little. Just he was my chaperone.
Yeah. You said, for instance, the dances. If the parents would take you to the dances?
Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, yeah.
So how would that work, then?
Well, there were, say, about 5 girls. The dances were downtown in L.A. and Six and Flower. They were all around town, downtown L.A. And we'd get together, we'd get dressed, and then one Saturday night, my dad would take us. They had a place where all the parents would sit up there in the balcony. So then my dad used to like to dance. Every now and then he would come and dance with one of the mothers. My mother never did want to go. So then maybe, they didn't take us every weekend, maybe every 2 weeks. So then the following 2 weeks, or whenever, well then the mother of the other girl or the father, so they used to rotate, but they never used to let us go alone.
Mm-hmm.
See, as I started getting older, 16, 17, I used to snuck out to the park, Hollenbeck Park, right there. They used to have a band, and they used to play from 6 to 9 on weekends. So me and some girls used to sneak over and we used to go and dance there and we used to run home at 9 o'clock.
So you would, if you would go out with a boy, he'd have to come to the house and then your brother would go with you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
No matter where you went.
Well, usually the movies, that's about all.
Uh-huh. So usually you're dating was to the movies and to dances, maybe.
And to the mountains, to the beach, because
mm-hmm.
we used to love to go to the beach.
Yeah, were most of your friends white or mixed?
Mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my friends mixed.
And what? And at that point, so you were going to high school, mm-hmm. and you were involved in activities in high school, or not?
Yeah, I used to like to join clubs and help the teacher sisters and have programs, you know, get up on the stage and recite a poem or
mm-hmm.
tell the story about where the glass came from the windows and stuff like that. Then we had a club right there on 6th and Gladys.
What kind of club?
It was All Nations Boys Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same area where they're building now. Yeah, did you read in the paper about that, all they're doing now for all those Los Niños, Nosotros?
Oh, uh-huh.
Well, that's where I was raised, in that neighborhood. And that All Nations Boys Club did the same thing they're doing now for us kids back in 1920. Isn't it something?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Skid Row, because after we grew up and everything, everybody started moving to suburbs. And my mom didn't move from there to 1956 when my dad passed away. She didn't want to move from there. Finally, the city. See, when my dad was alive, well, he knew a lot of people from the city hall. So the house was old. So they let him just fix that and fix it. That's when he died. But they wanted that land. So they took it from my mother. And you know what they did? They started tearing her steps down. And now I don't think I would let him do that now.
Now, tell me, so at that time in high school, you were thinking about becoming either social worker or nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say your dad got sick and you had to quit high school.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
how did you go about finding a job?
Well, a friend of mine took me to this place. That was my first job outside of babysitting
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. Where I used to make hats, feather hats. And I worked there. But I didn't like it.
And what would you do exactly?
I used to put feathers in the hat.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to have a frame,
mm-hmm.
and then we used to get glue and glue all the feathers. But I wasn't too satisfied with it.
How large a place was that?
Oh, it was two rooms. And they had that there on 2nd and Spring in Los Angeles.
About how many workers would you say were there?
There was only two.
Oh, just the two?
Mm-hmm. At that time, there weren't very many big places, just like the stores. I work on Saturdays at Boston, the store, department store, which is now Robinson's.
Mm.
That's where Robinson started, right there at Boston, the Boston department store.
But so the hat job was your first job?
Yeah, feathers.
Do you remember how much you made for that?
Mm. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was 50 cents a day or 75,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I was still young.
So let's see, that time when you got your first job, you would have been what, about 17?
About 16, 17. So, because when I became 16, you had to have a learner's, you had to have a permit to work, and
mm-hmm.
you heard of it. If you wasn't a high school graduate, you had to go to Frank Wiggins
mm-hmm.
once a week. And that was compulsory. Every kid had to do that.
Oh, so if you left high school,
mm-hmm.
you had to go to Frank Wiggins
mm-hmm.
and learn a trade,
mm-hmm.
in other words.
Mm-hmm. Something.
Oh, now, did you do that? Or were you past 16 at that point?
Well, I missed it. I was just over 16.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they didn't have the trade that I wanted, so I really didn't care.
And at that, when you started working at the hat place, what was your idea of what your future was going to be like then?
Well, but I was going to find a job that I liked, that I wasn't just going to take any job that I wanted, that, you know, that I wasn't satisfied with.
Did you have any idea of what kind of job you would like?
Well, I made good money. they give you a chance, because at that time you didn't have very many chances open, you know.
How long did you last at this hat place
then? Oh, about 6 months.
And then what happened?
And then I went to work. Where did I go to work after that? Oh, putting pieces of rabbit furs together so they could send them to where they make fur coats.
Oh.
So we used to get the little furs and then and then kind of brush them and put them in a pile, and then another, clean them, brush them in another pile. Mm-hmm. And those were all working when I got married.
Now, how did you get that job, do you remember?
Good friends.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that more money?
Yeah, that was more money.
What
right.
That?
I think that was $2 a day, if I'm not mistaken. That was back in 1929.
And how long did you work there? So for about
Till I got married in
1930. And tell me how. What was your life like when you were working in these places? What would you do? In when you weren't working.
Oh, I was just a happy girl. I was happy. The world didn't bother me. I had a happy home.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy. I was working. I'd buy me whatever I could afford to buy. I'd go dancing. I'd go to the movies. I'd go to the beach.
Now, were you able to start going out alone then?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So once you started working, if you would use
adults. But then I was married right away, so I didn't have them. I used to have my piano because I took piano lessons for a while. And I could complain about not in my childhood. I had a beautiful childhood.
Now,
wonderful.
Would you give all of your earnings to your family?
Well, I would tell my dad how much, but he didn't want any of my earnings because I wasn't earning enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, you pay your telephone bill, and you'll help me by buying your own things that you need. But I would always buy him something. You know, my mother always liked perfumes and lotions. They didn't have this. They had the lotion kind. And she loved talcum for cosmetics. Because they didn't use makeup at that time. But I remember there was some powder she used to use. And that's all she used to put on powder. So I used to buy her a box of the powder. She liked it. Whatever I could afford, but I always buy them something, dad and her.
But you didn't help them with the ranch or with food?
No.
And how